Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. Man, having such a good Tuesday so far. Thank you guys for tuning in with us today. Qualifier?
We got Nick.
Nick
is in it again. Qualified
double
second time.
Qualifier. We got two double qualifiers now.
That's right. Brandon and Nick.
Congrats.
Both qualified twice.
Congrats. Again, you can go to ESPNLincoln.com and get that additional chance as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we'll have two more.
And two more with Schmitty this afternoon.
4-6, Hill Varsity.
That's right. So, MLB, man.
Yeah, baby.
Your Braves, what's the deal with them?
Up and down, up and down, up and down. When you look at them, up and down. 12-16 on the year, two games back. Nationals leading that thing right now at 12-12. The Phillies up there at 14-15. Up and down.
It's like kind of a weird division. I mean, it's kind of around the league. I mean, a lot of records just real close to 500, you know, especially in that NL East. The Mets were just leading that thing like 3 days ago.
Yep. So. Yeah, they're 11-12 right now. They're just a half game out. I mean, it's going to shake. Like I told you before, I know we do updates on it and stuff on a weekly basis, but I'm a guy that probably won't start really digging into it. Like, I'm an all-star break guy or close to it to get that really good sample size, because people will start, teams will separate a little bit that time, and the trade deadline will come, and they'll be shopping for the holes right now out there. But again, you still look at that other division, the AL East right now. You still got the Red Sox, 17-12, playing good baseball out there, 5-5 in their last 10. The Blue Jays, by the way, Blue Jays sitting in second, 14-13. They're 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah, Yankees trying to.
They're trying. They got to 14-14 again. I would not ever count those guys out once they get going.
Nope.
But they're the same way. They're 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah, maybe that Red Sox Yankees rivalry kind of gets fueled.
It needs to rekindle.
It's
so good for baseball.
It is
so good for that division. So good for baseball to get that thing.
And do you think that's kind of gone down because both teams haven't been at the top?
Yes. Yep.
That makes sense. Yeah, because Red Sox, I mean, they've kind of came out of a hole this year.
It reminds me a lot, because you know I'm a big Tar Heel basketball fan. It reminds me of the past year or so with Carolina and Duke.
Yeah.
It just has lost it a little bit. It's always a heated game. Like, these games, like, don't get confused. In that setting, when they play, it is important in the series. But it doesn't get the national pull that it typically would.
Yeah, hopefully that basically, you're right. Baseball needs that rivalry bad.
The Royals still sitting the top.
Yeah, they lost last night, though.
Yeah, you were pretty beat up about that.
Well, yeah. I mean, they go into the seventh inning, and they put in Junis, who I'm pretty sure they just moved to the bullpen from the starting rotation. So here comes Junis. It gives up two home runs, five runs. Boom. I mean, that's pretty much game. Royals scored three more, but God, you just quickly get out of it, give it away like that. It's just frustrating.
There will be days like that. They're still at the top, about a game up on the White Sox.
They brought up that starter, though, Daniel Lynch. They called up some dude, and he doesn't look bad.
Mm-mm.
Looks pretty good.
Yep, not at all. So you got that one. Also out in the West, you still have the Oakland Athletics after 30 games, still leading that, two games up on the Astros right now, with the Mariners also sitting right there as well. The Angels still hanging in there, 13-14.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned that as we get to the stats. Mike Trout.
Yeah.
Leading the entire league in hitting right now. 410.
Yeah.
Sitting 410.
That's right. That's pretty impressive. He's the only player hitting above 400.
He was my MVP. Wasn't he my MVP candidate this year, I believe?
Good look.
I think he was my AL MVP candidate.
Let's see. That's, was that yours? I think that's your handwriting. MVP. Yeah, Trout for AL. That's who you had.
Yep.
Yeah, he's hitting great. Who's that? Yerman Mercedes.
Yeah,
Mercedes, he's closely up there.
395. He's having a really nice start to his season. But that division will be one to watch as well. Yeah, we mentioned the NL East right now in that one. The Central. The Central is unique. You've got the Brewers injured in everything, just playing some really good baseball. 17-12, 6-4 in their last 10. The Cardinals, they're tied with them. They're tied there with the Cardinals. Cubs, 12-16.
Yeah.
And they've lost seven of the, they're 3-7 in their last 10.
They're kind of in a weird spot. I mean, just recently, like even the last year, like it was weird. You know, even though they got Bryant, Rizzo, you know, they got pitching.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yep. And then the AL West is still, it's going to be interesting. It is. You got it right now. This is going to be a close race,
yes.
I think. I think maybe the Giants shake themselves out maybe at some point, and you see the Dodgers and the Padres, but the Giants right now have a half-game lead in the division over the Dodgers and a one-game over the Padres.
So surprising.
The Dodgers have not played well the last. They're 3-7 their last 10 as well, and they had unfortunate bad news. Dustin May, arm injury out for the season.
Man, yeah, Tommy John.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
it's an unfortunate situation for him and that ball club a little bit.
Well, and he's a he's a well known pitcher from around the league, and I hate to say, but that kind of hurts MLB in a sense because you know he's got the long red hair, and he plays in LA. He's noticeable. People know who he is. He helps the MLB as far as you know branding their image. So that sucks, man. At least the Dodgers have good pitching that won't hurt him. But look at the Diamondbacks. Even they have a winning record right now. I mean,
You have like one team in that division that has a winning record.
Yeah. If the Diamondbacks and the Giants both keep that up, that is going to be a very fun division.
That's good for baseball to get that division up there. Looking at just some guys that are playing well, I mean, Acuna Jr., what can you say right now with his start with hitting .333? I think he has 9 home runs on the season.
Yeah, some dude for Baltimore is leading the league in hits.
Really?
Yeah, Cedric Mullins, center fielder for Baltimore. He's got 38 hits. That's leading the MLB.
Wow.
Pretty interesting,
something
huh?
Something else that's super crazy right now. When you look at pitching, when you look at Garrett, I'm in the wrong league. Sorry. I was wanting to look at it. Flipped over. Sorry. You mentioned this earlier because I think it's so crazy.
You're talking about DeGrom?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, his ERA is insane.
0.51.
0.51.
0.51.
Five games. He started five. And
he has
16 hits, 35 innings.
59 strikeouts.
In 35 innings, Hooks.
59 strikeouts. Wow.
That is just, I've never seen an ERA that low through that many innings, 0.51. And then, of course, you have Danny Duffy, who's behind him. But he's pitched 30 innings, so I guess that's decent, too. But, you know, Garrett Cole is having a great year, too.
He's having a great year. And the other side, Bieber.
Yes.
He has 68 strikeouts.
God, he is so good.
68 strikeouts. His ERA is hovering around. It's a little higher. He's not in there, but let's see.
Who are you talking about?
Bieber's ERA.
Oh. I don't see him.
I don't see him on the.
Oh, here he is. He's down there. He's got
276. Still pretty darn good. Pretty darn good.
68 strikeouts.
Yeah, still pretty darn good, man.
You know, you look at the pitching talent in the MLB Hooks,
it's really
pretty good.
Man, it is really good, especially we got when you're talking about guys like Bieber and Kershaw, Bauer.
Exactly.
You know, DeGrom, Cole, Tyler Glasnow. I mean, there's just many good. I mean,
compared to last year or 2 years ago even, Hooks, we've complained about how the MLB is just in a bad spot. I think they have done a lot better. I don't know what they did, but I think more people are talking about baseball. More people are noticing players like the pitchers. I think baseball is going in a decent direction.
Baseball's in a really good direction right now, and I think they're doing it right. The game, the product is really good right now. Out there, when you look at it, I've been impressed with games that I've been able to, you know, be able to sit down and watch and catch an inning or two here and there. And I think baseball is, as you can see, some of the ratings that they've kind of turned the corner.
Mm-hmm.
They've turned the corner.
You're looking at home runs. Okay, so the leaders are at 9 right now. Acuna, Chris Bryant is up there.
Chris Bryant.
Bryant, he's having an all right year. Castellanos, J.D. Martinez, and Shohei Ohtani.
Is he something else or what?
He is amazing, man. He hit a ball yesterday through the infield. It was a slow roller, you know, but he turned first and he made it to second. He made a double out of it. It was amazing. The dude is quick. That is a good pickup by the Angels. He's so fun to watch.
He is fun. You're right. I think that's a great. He's fun to watch.
So let me ask you this: 9 home runs. Mm-hmm. We're 26 games into the season. What does that look like for total? Because I know you can kind of look at what these guys are inching towards for a total, right? If you just kind of look at their total right now, what do you think? 9 home runs through 26.
Through 26. Try to do the math.
So there's 160, right? Around 163, 162. So what? 9.
Probably on the 50 page?
50, a little less.
Yeah, somewhere around that 50 page right there. Keep the pace up.
Acuna could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Acuna could definitely do it.
He's got the sweet swing, doesn't he?
Yes.
Like Acuna, because he hits it to all sides of the ballpark, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't count out Cruz, Nelson nope. Cruz for the Twins. I mean, the dude, didn't he lead the league in home runs 2 years ago?
I think he did, yes.
Yeah, that's a guy to look out for. But you're right, it's early.
It is early. It's early, but it's fun to talk about a little bit and see where they're at and see where things can go for these ball clubs. And
sure.
It'll shake itself out. You'll start seeing some of those teams that have been predicted that, there's always the miracle runs in some teams. They're always out there. So, coming up tomorrow, Hump Day, Robin Washington, HuskerOnline.com. Talk basketball. We got a commit on the basketball front. One that I don't know if anybody thought was going to commit or knew about.
Well, we had an open scholarship, so might as well use it.
We'll talk NFL with Robin. Talk spring game with Robin. We'll catch up with Jameson Welch tomorrow. We'll get his take on LeBron in the play-in.
Yeah. LeBron just needs to keep his mouth shut sometimes.
We'll have that. We have 2 more chances to qualify tomorrow.
Here we go. On.
It's going to be great.
You enjoy your son's birthday.
I will, man. I'm also going to get my second shot today.
Oh, Lord. Hopefully that doesn't kick in.
Right after the show.
Hopefully it doesn't kick in today.
It'll be fine.
You're going to be asleep for your son's birthday.
No, I hope not. We got flag football tonight. All that good stuff. So, man.
It's going to be good.
It'll be great. So, all right, man. You guys have a great Tuesday, man. Thanks for tuning in with us, and we'll catch you on a hump day.